There may be more famous Calgary Flames, I don't think so, though, than Lanny McDonald, and a real honor for him today. He was named the chairman of the board of the Hockey Hall of Fame, the Stanley Cup winner, 1992 inductee, he himself replacing the late Pat Quinn. He's been serving on the selection committee for the past 9 years, and I'm pleased to welcome him to the Big Show this afternoon. How you doing, Lanny?
Well, Bruce, I am doing very well. Obviously, it's quite an honor to be able to play a part in the Hall of Fame and the preservation of this great game of ours. And I couldn't be more excited to play a part in that.
You're now like Frank Sinatra. You're the chairman of the board.
No, I'm just Lanny.
Listen, tell us a little bit about how this process unfolded. Obviously, Pat passing away in November created the opportunity here. Tell us a little bit about how they approached you and how you accepted this.
Well, none of this happened till probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they ran the idea by me, would I consider it, but obviously not taking over till July 1st because of being on the selection committee. And it has to go before a board, which was at the end of, I believe it was at the end of February. And then they called to say, hey, look, you have moved to the top of the leaderboard, and here's what we want to do, and come down for an announcement on the 25th, and I couldn't be more thrilled, a little bit nervous because of the responsibility, but when you have a love for the game and a passion for the game the way that I do, I think I'll be just fine.
And what are the responsibilities of the chairman? What will you be doing that we'll see you be doing?
You actually oversee, there's a board of directors that you are in charge of. You oversee everything that happens at the hall, all the money spent, all the audits, the budgets that are put forth when they're doing different renovations on the hall or changes to the hall. You oversee that. Then you're also in charge of helping on the selection committee, selecting new members, like what will happen in next year after the Hall of Fame inductions are over, to replace myself and one of the other members who has served for 15 years.
I mean, I can think of many reasons why you would want to accept this, the honor, etc. Did you have any trepidation about taking it on? Any kind of maybe reluctance about a couple of things?
Well, I don't think you ever, I think, as I mentioned before, I think you're always a little bit nervous. First of all, you look at the mentors that went before me, Lefty Reed with the old Hall of Fame, and then Scotty Morrison, Bill Hay, Pat Quinn, and Jim Gregory. Those guys were unbelievable in their support of the hall and the type of people and the team that they surrounded themselves with. And when you love the game, like I mentioned before, the way I do, of course you want to make sure that you do everything right for not only the game, but especially regardless of what age you are, people come to the hall because they love the game. So you are a part of a team that makes sure that you keep up with technology, you preserve the old jerseys and the old artifacts, but you also have to change with the times.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit about what a wonderful hall it is, too. The old bank building at the corner of Front and Yonge Streets in Toronto, just how splendid it is inside. What do you remember of the 1992 induction when you became a member of the hall? What do you remember about that weekend?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, one that I really enjoyed was having Daryl Sittler. At that time, you had someone present you to go into the hall. And I had my best friend, Daryl, present me, and that was so cool. We've been best friends forever, both when we played together and still are today. And then to have 20 family members, and I'll never forget my father, as much as he enjoyed the Hall of Fame inductions, we had 20 tickets to the Blue Jays game. And Dad was a huge baseball and Blue Jays fan, and for him to go to the Hall of Fame and then go to a Blue Jays game that weekend, he thought he had just about seen it all, done it all, and okay, I'm fine.
We're talking with Lanny McDonald, of course, the new chairman of the board of the Hockey Hall of Fame. Do you remember the feeling when you saw that plaque for the first time?
Yeah, it was very surreal. First of all, when you play the game, you just dream of finding a way to make it to the NHL, period. And then once you get there, you obviously want to win the Stanley Cup. You never dream anything about the Hall. And then all of a sudden you have the opportunity to go in the Hall and now to be chairman. Yes, there's a tremendous responsibility that goes with that, but I look forward to the challenge.
When you have the plaque put in the Hall of Fame, do the honorees get any kind of input into what they would like on the plaque? I mean, I've seen your plaque at the Hall of Fame. Did you have any input into which things you wanted to have on there?
No, although I was the year that they changed the person who did all of the plaques for the Hall of Fame, and they have since, and this was years ago, since gone back and redid Bob Gainey's, Marcel Dion's, and my plaques, and you don't have any say in it. You're just honored to be a part of not only the greatest game, but also greatest hall.
I know it must be, well, you want all the good stuff, and certainly a lot of good stuff in your career. I know you're not allowed to talk about the inner workings of the selection committee, but tell us a little bit about just the responsibility of it. You know, you're a player, and you know how much it means to people to go into the Hockey Hall of Fame, and that responsibility is put on your plate along with the other people on the selection committee. What's that like when you sit down and look around the table at those people and you get into those discussions?
It is the greatest committee, and I have the greatest respect for the people. There's 18 members on that committee. They work their tails off finding out all kinds of information on all the different players, owners, referees that are involved in the game. And you also look back to the veteran players that may have been missed at some point. And those guys take their job very seriously, and I could not have been prouder for the last 8 years to serve on that committee.
Yeah, it's I would guess it's easy to put somebody in to name somebody. The hard part is to you know, deny a person, even if you think it might be another couple of years, but to say maybe not this year. That must be the harder thing to do, right?
Well, it never comes down to something that easy. It comes down, obviously, to votes. And when someone doesn't make it that you believe should have, obviously you're disappointed for that person. But that's why you have 18 people on the selection committee, and you try extremely hard to make sure you get it right each and every year.
Just one last question for you. Now that you are the chairman of the board, is there one small thing that you'd like to implement? Is there a thing that you'd like to put forward as something that would be an addition to the Hall of Fame?
No, at this point, and especially because I don't take over till July 1st, because that's when I will step down from the selection committee so that I can serve one more term on the selection committee. I look forward to not only following up on the work that has already been accomplished by those great mentors that I talked about before, and I'm not going to try and fill anybody's shoes or footprints. I'll find my own way, but more than anything, I'll be very proud to be a part of a team that has so many great people like Jeff Dennamy, like Peter Jaga, like Kelly Massey and Phil Pritchard, who is the keeper of the cup, and Mike Bolt, who love what they do and are proud to be on the Hockey Hall of Fame team.
Yeah, they're a wonderful group, and I've dealt with them, and I know just how many wonderful displays and things there are. I think people in this hometown would be happy maybe, well, you're the chairman, if there was a display for the second Stanley Cup winners from the Calgary Flames. That'd be a nice one for you to put in there.
Well, there you go. We'll get working on it right away.
Thanks, Lanny. And once again, for everybody around
here.
And
I am saying that tongue-in-cheek.
Yes, well, there's a lot of people here who would look forward to that day, and you'd be the right guy, though, if we got around to it.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lanny. From everybody here, congratulations. It's great news, and we'll look forward to seeing you in person real soon.
I can't wait. Thank you very much.